Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, Jen and Joe.
What's up, my brother?
Oh, nothing.
What's new and exciting in your world?
I'm just working on all kinds of stuff for the show. Our season has just started.
It's 2020.
I shouldn't say our season.
Our year.
Our convention season has just started. So I'm working on t-shirt designs and stickers and
kinds of goodies that you guys can come in and
dowsing
get
rods
from us. Oh, yes. We have
all kinds
made
of stuff.
Restocked and remade all our homemade, handmade dowsing rods. So everybody, if you want a pair, you know where to get them.
Yep.
No, but we most likely will have that on our website.
And yeah.
If you guys need them right away, you can go on my Poshmark page. I have some up there for sale.
I did update the website a little bit, but I do have to change our events that we have coming up.
Okay.
The one in Detroit was canceled, so.
Oh.
Yeah. They're going to scale back. They're just going to have some psychics and that there. So
okay.
I forget what it's called, but
I don't know.
I'll update our website.
Okay.
So that y'all can see right where we're all going to be.
Yeah, don't forget, you can go to our website, www.222paranormal.com.
That's right. Click on the links to buy books and stuff.
There's all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
Ghost hunting equipment.
And, you know, if you do buy something off our site, we do get a small proportion of the sales that helps out the show, keeps us on the air.
Like 3 cents a year?
Yeah, about that. It's what we're worth.
Nice. Way to go, Joe.
Yeah.
Way to go.
So we were thinking about the idea of, is it proper or right to display human bodies for either entertainment, not so much for medical use, because there are a lot of corpses that have been used for medical use.
Mm-hmm. Or donated to science.
Yeah.
Is that how they say it?
Well, there's been a lot of them that weren't donated.
What do you mean?
Grave robbers and stuff.
Still to this day?
Yeah, oh,
like
yeah.
Modern day
yeah.
Grave robbers? Is that still going? Is that still a thing?
Well, last time I checked, it was.
Ooh.
I haven't seen any personally, but, you know.
I think that, like, really happens in the United States. Like, people dig up graves to do experiments on people.
Yeah.
It's so gross. Well, I do have a story about a stolen corpse.
Oh, okay.
This is kind of a famous one. It's not that old. This happened in 2015 in San Antonio. There was a young woman, she was 25 years old, who had cystic fibrosis, and she passed away. And she had it since she was 2 years old, but when she turned 25, she ended up passing away. And she died on August 8th, and her funeral was going to be on August 15th. So I believe they did have the funeral. And then the next day, the corpse was discovered missing.
Oh.
And the weird, there's like always twists and turns to this. So the corpse was gone.
Yeah.
So this young woman's corpse is gone, right? And there was no signs of forced entry into the mortuary. Police said that there was a man who was invited to the service, but he was obsessed with calling and texting the funeral home. He made over 200 phone calls to the funeral home in like 3 days.
Okay.
Or a short amount of time. He was kind of in the area at this time, but nobody could place him. There was no surveillance cameras. The alarm didn't trip. And it's just so strange that they never found this poor girl's body. It just disappeared. And the family was like, obviously very upset.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And they won $8 million from the funeral home because they could never find
the body after
the body.
The funeral?
Never found it. No, there were speculations that there was a person who worked at the funeral home, and this is confirmed. The guy who worked there was into Satan. And Satan is, I don't know if that would have anything to do with it. Like, what would that have to do with it? When you have this guy who's was obsessed with this girl and called the funeral home 200 times in like 3 days.
And it was two different people?
Two different people, right? So like...
You know, I mean, Satanism and that, I don't think they use corpses.
If they do, it's probably some offshoot that doesn't know what it's truly about.
Well, that's
right?
What I was going to say. This guy is probably a mental case already and goes to the Church of Satan or whatever because of his mental capacities already, and would be one to steal a body to honor Satan or whatever, which they don't do that.
I don't think that's a thing, but it's interesting that they still to this day have not found, and it's been like 4 years now or 5 years. Can you imagine what the funeral directors came in and just looked and there's no body?
Well, they said that there was no forced entry or nothing, so it had to have been someone in the funeral home.
Yeah, I mean, how else, unless they were really sneaky and they could have put a piece of tape on a door during the funeral and then later came back, you know, them thinking the door is shut and locked, and who knows?
You know, and it almost seems like the person that called 1,000 times maybe knew the other person that worked there and collaborated with them or something.
Could have been.
You never know.
You don't know. And it's still to this day, it's unsolved.
But I mean, what's your opinion on corpses being put on display? And a lot of them, it's not with any consent of, I mean, you think about circus acts, freak shows, stuff like that, that have real human corpses. These people didn't say, I want to be a part of the freak show.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure now there's laws to protect people, but, you know, back in the early, like, 1500s to 1800s and maybe or into the early 1900s, it was a free-for-all. Like, if you were an oddity or had some kind of deformity, you were pretty much fair game. Like, somebody could buy you, and whether you're alive or dead, and basically used you for their gain.
Yeah.
So do you have any examples of that?
Okay, so one pops in mind. I don't remember the gentleman's name, but when I was doing my giant research, it came up that years ago, there was this guy that was a giant, okay? He had this giantism where it was the same as what, like, Andre the Giant has and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was so worried about grave diggers digging up his grave and selling his body because, you know, he was so tall that he paid this funeral director a lot of money to have a burial at sea.
Oh.
So that his bones wouldn't be used for display purposes. Well, this funeral director was corrupt as usual.
Oh my gosh.
And when he did die, they had a funeral and everything, but sort of like that case that you were just talking about, his body disappeared. And a few months later, this doctor actually showed a surprise skeleton that he found. Wink, wink.
Found.
Yeah.
Air quotes.
Of a giant person.
Wow.
Which was this guy's bones. And it went on to be in his doctor's office for years and ended up in a college, I believe in Philadelphia, but I'd have to look it up. I wasn't thinking of this when we were doing this article or this show, but his bones are still on display in a museum to this day.
Wow.
Because he was so tall. He didn't want to be put on display. He didn't give proper, you know, the permission to be put on display. So it goes along with what we're talking about, where people are not giving the consent. You know, I mean, these people have families also that worry about their loved ones who want proper burial, but they're not getting proper burial. They're getting to be put in displays as mummies or, you know.
Yeah, you always wonder about that. We have mummies from many multicultural, you know, Egyptians and Chinese and what have you all over the world. And it's like, are these souls at unrest or have they just moved on? And like, that was maybe this is a teaching thing for generations and my services to have generations learn from my burial or my afterlife or whatever you want to call it.
Good example right now, and I was going to go to the one in Pittsburgh after football season because the museum's like literally 20 feet from the stadium, but the bodies exhibit is going on. There's one in LA right now. There's a bunch of them, and I've been to two of them now, one in here in Toledo And then one, I believe I went down to Cleveland for or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that there, that's human, real human bodies filleted open so you can see all the guts and everything. Ew. To me, it was very interesting because I could see all the structures of the body, all the organs, all the blood veins, everything.
Yeah, but you have a scientific type background, right? Yeah. Like you did your training as an EMT and you know, so you're have that physicality, you know, you enjoy that.
So a lot of these bodies, I mean, there's
flayed bodies.
Yeah. They're plasticized, which means what they do is they take the bodies of the humans and animals that they have.
Mm-hmm.
They put them in an acid bath. And then they take them and put them in vacuum chambers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have to pose them first. So they're basically turned into plastic. They're plasticized.
Oh, okay.
And then they're posed and put on display. But there's another one going around, the one that I was going to go to in Pittsburgh.
Bodies in Motion or now, something?
It's called Body World.
Body World.
Now that one there.
What?
The bodies exhibit, everybody knows that it's all from China. They're Chinese people.
Oh.
So there's a big controversy on, did they actually say that they wanted to become these displays?
Oh.
The one going around called the Body or Bodies World, big controversy, like twice as much, because they actually admit that the bodies that they use are not willing participants.
What?
They're prisoners of war or government prisoners that they turned into plastic bodies on display. And this is a written thing. It's actually known that they admit that that's what they are.
Well, there's like two sides to that. Okay, one, you don't want to support people being taken and snatched or used for nefarious purposes against their will. But on the other hand, they're already dead. It's already done to them. So do we use this to learn and study bodies and you know, all the different systems,
because
don't they have like where they take it, it's all the veins or all the nerves or all the bones or whatever. Gross.
It's gross. Like they'll have the picture that, or they'll actually have a hand, but it's not a hand, it's all the blood vessels that make up the hand in the shape of the hand and stuff like that. So that's controversy. I mean, you think about the souls of these people. They were murdered so that they could be put on display.
I mean, that's been going on for centuries, though, since man became man, right? Like, you kind of just either bury your ancestors or you leave them, you know, propped up in the corner or
exactly.
something.
Ugh. Which brings us to...
Oh, God.
Well, that's sort of like La Pascalita. I can't say it.
It's good enough.
Pascalita.
La Pat. We'll just call it La Pat.
They call her the Corpse Bride.
Okay.
Okay. Back in 1930, this wedding shop in... Chihuahua, Mexico.
That was a good one. Yeah. We got to keep that for the blooper reel.
The shop owner's daughter passed away. Okay. And strangely enough, a month or so later, this mannequin shows up in the window and it looks just like her. They believe that it's actually her corpse that he had taxidermied or whatever you want to say, because the hands... You know, people talk about the hands a lot and the facial features, everything exactly matches her. So they believe that it's actually her corpse as a mannequin.
Wow.
Okay. Now, legend has it that at night, her body comes back to life and dances around the shop.
Oh.
Because they say that when they see her body in the window, her hands or arms are always in different positions as if she's been up moving around.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you wonder, like, okay, if they have a corpse, I don't know what the mummification process is, but do they put wax over it?
Well, that's the thing. Or, you know, the human body is going to decay.
Right.
And there's going to be odors and stuff. And that's normal. Living people have odors too, Jen.
Well, I know. I've encountered that a couple times at Walmart.
But
ugh.
There's, in all these stories that we're going to talk about today, there's always different embalming techniques or mummification techniques that they use, and it seems to work. Now, it's like Lenin's body is on display, and he passed away, 100 years ago or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much now, it's not even his body anymore. It's been worked on so many times. There's an actual crew that works on his body every single day to make it look lifelike. I mean, he has no organs left. His body is pretty much wax now.
Oh my gosh.
But
it's crazy.
Started out still as his body on display.
Yeah, I've read several stories about there's a case where in San Francisco, the people were doing some remodeling in their house. And this is recent. This is just in the last like couple of years. And they dug up an 1800s child's coffin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 2 or 3 year old. And the infant, or I'll just call it an infant.
Yeah.
So young child looked like it was sleeping.
Yeah.
It was still preserved mm-hmm. after all this time. It had like the strangest looking coffin. It was, I don't know, I guess you would call it, you know how coffin shape it goes narrows, but yeah. It was like that on both sides. And then it had glass panels in the top and the bottom, mm-hmm. which was, I thought was really strange. Like you're burying I think it was a lead coffin, but it had glass panels.
That's very common. That's a Victorian
mm-hmm.
thing. And if you remember, Kimberly Poppy owns one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's
I have to see it.
A display coffin. They normally would not bury that coffin.
Mm-hmm.
That is done in Victorian times. Every house would own a coffin. You know, I mean, I shouldn't say every house, but every family would own a coffin because mm-hmm. they always had the funerals at the home.
Yeah.
And they would use these viewing coffins, and then they would take the body out and bury them in a normal coffin or casket. Most likely a coffin back then because the caskets were not really invented.
Yeah. We've seen many times, like they call them the incorruptible saints,
mm-hmm.
where there's bodies of saints that are just still intact, mm-hmm. like they have not disintegrated at all, you know, from hundreds of years ago. It's so bizarre.
But I mean, that also has to do with some of the embalming process, because to be an incorruptible in the Bible, it doesn't actually say flesh-like or that. Mm-hmm. It means
like always
flexible.
Oh, okay.
The body's still flexible, which means it can still be moved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a lot of them where the saints are on display
mm-hmm.
in their coffins, but it's not actually them. It's almost like a wax figure of them,
mm-hmm.
and their bones are underneath there.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's an interesting subject, too, mm-hmm. non-corruptible saints. And there's also that nun's head that's, I don't want to say floating around, but that nun's head.
Yeah.
That it looks like the day that she passed, and it's in a case on display, and I don't know where.
If you sealed something from the elements, like in glass, I'll just say in glass, mm-hmm. and you sealed it, would it decay?
Yeah, it still would.
Oh, okay.
You know, but it just would take either more time or
mm-hmm.
maybe they sealed it in with fluid or whatever so it wouldn't decay as fast.
I always think of shrunken heads. I don't know why when you talk about this stuff, I always think of Ripley's, believe it or not, shrunken heads.
Mm-hmm. Which are basically heads with the skin peeled off and made that they would tan the skin, which shrinks it.
Yeah.
And then they will put the head on either a gourd or something to make it look like a real head. But there are real shrunken heads.
Yeah.
It's just the skin.
Yeah, they would take the mm-hmm. skull out and boil it down. But there was a lot of fake ones made too. So still just probably use like animal skin mm-hmm. or something like that. But yeah, I don't know why. I was always thinking about that. Like when you think about like, you know, people embalming and keeping the bodies
mm-hmm.
for years. Prop old Marge up in the corner or something.
Now, okay, with you mentioning about that child that they found
mm-hmm.
in the catacombs in Sicily, there's Rosalita Lombardo
mm-hmm.
and her body is still preserved as if she's just sleeping.
Oh my God.
Now this, they call her the Sleeping Beauty of Palermo. She died in 1920 of pneumonia. She was embalmed by Alfredo Salafia. He embalmed her in a special way so that she would be preserved, so that she does look so lifelike. He used glycerin and zinc salts to basically petrify her.
Mm-hmm.
So if you touched her now, she'd be hard, literally hard as a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why her cheeks aren't sunken in. But he preserved her so well that her eyes and everything never decayed.
Wow.
And when she was embalmed, her eyes are slightly open.
Mm-hmm.
And it rumor has it that at certain times of the day, her eyes will open and then close again.
Creepy.
Which a lot of people say it's just a trick of the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? That's all part of our paranormal world. I mean, is she moving? Yeah. Would she make a good collection for a haunted doll collection?
I mean, like a real life haunted doll. Come on, Zach Bagans, get that in your museum.
In 2009, they did do an MRI on her, mm-hmm. and it does show that all her organs are still in place. Wow. So she was never cut open mm-hmm. and embalmed, and her brain has shrunk 50% because of the embalming, but her organs and everything are still intact. And see, that's another thing too, where she's at in Catacombs of Sicily, there are bodies just standing around her.
It's crazy.
From hundreds
and
hundreds of years
ago. I'm looking at the photo now,
and
it's just like, oh my God, I'm going to have nightmares tonight. Yeah, you see those catacombs mm-hmm. full of like, where they just throw the monks. Like, have you ever seen the monks that sit and they just die sitting?
Yeah. They self-mummify themselves.
That's it. That's what I was trying to think of the word.
I'm working on a whole show for that.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Self-mummifications.
All right, we'll talk about that.
And honey mummies.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So let's talk about the punished suicide.
Okay.
This is very interesting.
It's kind of like a famous case of like a human. Well, you have down an effigy here, but you know, like.
I think I called that something wrong. You know, I called it the wrong thing.
Okay. It's more of what? Like just.
Display, I guess.
I guess. There's got to be a good word for this. Yeah. We'll have to think up one. Okay. So in the early morning in 1863, an 18-year-old girl committed suicide by drowning. She threw herself into the river. Now, was rumored, but you can't confirm it, you know, because it was so long ago that it was broken heart.
Aww.
Something like that. Oh, no man is worth jumping in the river for. Holy crap. Girl. Okay, so this guy, Brunetti, I guess I'll call him.
Brunetti.
All right, that's his name. He was the head of the anatomical pathology at the local university, and he was looking for fresh bodies, right, to practice his preservation techniques on. So he received the body, and he made a plaster cast of the head and the upper body. Then he filleted the skin off as you would for taxidermy. He used tannic acid to preserve the skin and put it over a plaster cast of her body, using glass eyeballs and her own hair to finish off the sculpture.
Okay.
There were holes in her face, though. When they drug the body from the river, they use hooks mm-hmm. back in the day.
I think they probably still do.
Hook your body.
Dredge the...
Ugh. Ugh. So then he preserved some snakes and wrapped them around her body and head and used the holes to make it look like the snakes were eating her face. He used red candle wax as blood, and he called his masterpiece The Punished Suicide. Was he an artist or was he a scientist or what? This is like creepy stuff. Like, oh, God. And then after finishing it, he takes it to the girl's parents.
Well, that's what you do, right? I mean.
And according to him, the parents praised him for his work. And so then he took the bust several years later to the Universal Exposition in Paris, where he received the highest award possible. It's still on display at the Museum of the Anatomical Pathology in Pudda. I think that's in Italy. But yeah, just...
Look it up, folks. Oh, I showed Jen the pictures.
I know, I was like, I can't unsee that ever.
An actual girl that committed suicide, filleted her body, and made it into...
That's like serial killer stuff. Like, you remember Ed Gaines, right? Yeah. Joe and I went to the serial killer museum New Orleans Museum of Death or something. I forget what it was called. But it was all... They had, you know, like almost two rooms worth of, like, things on serial killers. Mm-hmm. It was really creepy. They had, like, all their handwritten notes and... Just strange stuff. This Ed Gaines made, I think he made lampshades out of human flesh. He made a belt out of flayed nipples. And just like, I can't even. I mean, like, yeah. It's very Buffalo Bill, right? Like, the lotion on the basket.
Yeah. No, not on the basket. Oh.
Whatever. In the basket, precious. But
one other thing is, there we talk about catacombs and that. There's churches in Germany, Rome, Prague. You know, there, mm-hmm. there's a bunch of these churches that are filled with bones.
Oh, my gosh.
The one in Paraguay, the chandeliers.
Mm-hmm.
They have art, like art made of all these bones, thousands and thousands of skulls. I know I looked at the one in Rome, and the walls are just covered with skulls and bones. And
how could you even go in there? Mm-hmm. You know, like, wouldn't the souls of all those
That's
people
what I
be
was
like,
thinking.
You're here to see me? No, that one. Yeah. No, that one. Oh, God.
And which is which? And what bone yeah. goes to who? And
I would think after a certain amount of time, those souls would just move on, right? Yeah. They're not going to stick around in the old church with 8,000 other skulls. You know what I mean?
Well, like, that's where I thought about for this show is these people die and their bodies are put on display. And do their souls stay with their bodies? Do they go after the people that are putting them up? Look at Julia Pastrana. They basically called her the monkey woman.
Okay.
Because of her features.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy marries her so that he can make her a traveling expedition. Takes her all these places, touts her as the monkey woman.
Yeah, so her facial features were very ape-like,
yeah.
and she had facial hair.
Oh,
so
yeah,
if you
hair
guys,
all over her body.
Yeah,
sorry
so if
that.
You've ever seen people with that, like, I think, what they call it, lycanthropy or something, I don't forget what it's called, but it's basically where you have, like, that wolf-looking mm-hmm. face where you have actual, you know, hair growing out of everywhere.
Yeah, and she was very smart. Mm-hmm. She could speak fluent French, English, German. She sang and danced. It's just that she looked, I mean, not to sound rude, but she looked like half mm-hmm. woman, half monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy put her on display as that. Well, she actually gave birth to her son who had the same disease. He was born mm-hmm. full of hair. He only lasted like a day or so, and he passed away. She lasted, I think, a week
yeah.
after he was born, she passed away. So what's he do? Taxidermies the bodies.
Oh, God.
Puts them in a case, puts them on display, and takes them all over the country, displaying them as circus freaks.
What people won't do to
yeah.
make a buck.
I know. And she, once again, she never consented to that.
Mm-hmm.
So can her soul rest? Because they never had a proper burial or that.
I don't know. You know, that's kind of like the age-old question. What happens when we pass? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I know we ghost hunt, and I know there's spirits around and stuff. We've experienced it, but would you want to keep rehashing that? Like, reliving people staring and laughing and gawking and paying mm-hmm. money to see you? Or would you just want to move on and go into the light or whatever you
yeah.
do? You know, whatever.
You know,
happy nirvana people move on to when they pass away.
I've tried to find a lot of that. I go to the body exhibit and I tried to find any stories of the traveling museum like that,
mm-hmm.
of the bodies. And if there was any stories about paranormal activity that happens around that, because even when I was walking around looking at this stuff, I was looking at the actual body and the systems and everything. And, you know, I did think about, here I'm looking at things that were living human beings and animals because they have horses and stuff.
It's like that brain we saw at Odmo.
Yeah.
God, the weirdest vibe, man. Like, I couldn't go near it. It was just uh-huh. like, no, there was, it was too much energy.
We talk
like
about spirits all the time and their energy.
Mm-hmm.
Is the body's exhibit full of that energy? Or like you just said, do they move on to a different
yeah,
plane or
would you want to just
existence?
Keep, yeah. I wouldn't want to stick around and watch people humiliate my flesh. You know what I mean? Like, bad enough I have to look in the mirror now. I'm just like, I don't want to see that yet for the eternity.
But what a perfect thing for hauntings. I mean, we know of different paranormal museums that have skulls.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. almost all of them have skulls and stuff, or
some kind of
piece of a human body, like Kimberly Poppy's finger.
Yes, the baby finger.
The baby finger.
Oh, God.
Does the essence of that soul still remain with those body parts? Obviously, in a haunted situation, like a haunted museum, they're getting activity from these objects.
Yeah. You know, people have attachments to items. Mm-hmm. Is the attachment even bigger when it's your own body?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because in the case of Julia, she passed away, but her son also passed away.
Yeah.
So she was at unrest. It would probably most likely be because somebody was exploiting her mm-hmm. child. That I'm surprised she didn't come back and get that guy.
Yeah.
For doing that to her.
Well, story has it that he did go insane. He died in an insane asylum.
Okay.
Her body and her son's body were put in a box and put away for years in a university storage unit, I guess.
Okay.
And come to find out, some kids broke in and stole her arm. Okay. Her baby, they threw her baby out into a field, which it was ate by animals.
Oh, good grief.
So, come on. If your body is being desecrated that much, are you going to come back and haunt them people? I mean, we talked about the vampire crypt.
Mm-hmm.
The kid took that finger, or took the ring or the whole finger.
I can't remember. I have to look that up.
I think he took the whole finger.
Yeah.
Because he was killed and they found that his finger was cut off.
Yeah. An eye for an eye, a finger for a finger.
A finger for a finger. Flip them the finger.
Here you go. Yeah, just creepy, 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 creepy. I mean, like, you know, it's one thing to talk about ghosts, but when you talk about, like, dead bodies, why is it even creepier?
On display.
On display.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen those, you know, normally you see a person and they're in a casket, but have you ever seen the bodies that they positioning like on motorcycles or standing in the corner or sitting like with a cigarette in their hand or something? That's strange.
That you just brought that up, and it kind of reminded me of the, I believe we made a show about this before, is people that were found dead years after they died in their apartments and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay, and then I just want to tell you, this is kind of interesting. One of the most famous cases of body snatching or corpse stealing was the actor Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, really?
Remember him from silent films?
So I've never met him, but.
You might. We might run into his ghost somewhere. So he died, and two men were charged with stealing his corpse out of a cemetery in the Swiss village of Corsair-Vervey. I don't know. Anyways, it's above the hills in Lake Geneva in Switzerland. They stole his body and asked for a ransom.
Oh.
Of $600,000. Now, you know, you're talking what, probably in 1940s or 50s. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But they found that they had buried him in a cornfield about a mile from his family home. And once they were convicted of grave robbing and attempted extortion, they were, you know, convicted and probably sent to prison. Oh, 4.5 years of hard labor.
4.5 years, that's
it? Yeah. So the family reburied his body in a concrete grave to prevent further attempts.
Think about that. I mean, all these famous people that pass, the different attempts. I've heard so many stories of different attempts of people trying to steal bodies.
Yeah, that's, I mean, especially, you know, famous people, like, crazy, you know, remember, like, the old time grave robbers.
Yeah,
in,
that's
in
what
old
we talked
London.
About, you know, for
our London town.
Stealing the bodies so that the doctors could teach or learn about the human body. I mean, which, in a way, it's a bad thing. But in a way, it was a good thing, too, because they needed to learn about the body for medical use.
Donate your body to science, Joe. You'll be plucked out in a field or something. Somebody will be, some student will be plucking at you and poking and flaying it. Well, no thanks. Cremate me and scatter me on a beach. that's a bad thought. Like, if you're going to the beach, what if people are like,
they do, Jen.
I know.
They do.
Oh, God. Or in the water.
Part of that, too, is bodies that don't decompose. Like you talk about the saints
mm-hmm.
being incorrupt.
Well, here's one. This is called Saint Zita, Z-I-T-A.
Okay.
The Catholic patron saint of maids. Zita spent her life caring for those in need. When she died in 1272, that's like thousand years ago. many claimed a star appeared over her home at the moment of her death. She was exhumed 1580, and it was discovered she hadn't gone anywhere. It didn't look like her body had gone anywhere, okay, as it appeared. She was canonized in 1696 and is currently on display at the Basilica de Fredino at her home in Lucca, Italy. And if you look at it, she just looks like she's just still looking a little corpse-ish, but for being from 1272, it's not bad at all. She's in a complete glass case.
Oh, okay.
It's really interesting. You know, and then there's been other bodies that they found that just didn't decompose. Remember the Iceman?
Oh, yeah.
See him and the Bogman. Remember the Bogman? Yeah. That you can see, like, the leather was still pliable.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember they found the Chinese Empress, Lady...
Lady Di. It is. I just saw a video on that today.
Okay. So... one of the most preserved mummies in the world was Lady Xin Zhu, I think they call it.
Okay.
So Lady Di is what you said.
Yeah.
She was the wife of a Han Dynasty politician who died in 163 BCE.
Oh, okay.
That, what, how many years ago?
Over 2,000
years ago. So they found her in 1972. Her body was so undamaged, it looked like the blood was still in her veins. They were able to perform an autopsy and found she had died of heart disease, but she was so perfectly preserved that she didn't look like much had happened. And it's funny because they found her and I don't know, they were doing road construction or something strange like that.
They were doing some construction work and they actually found this coffin, but it was layers of coffin, like six or seven coffins inside each other.
Yeah.
And her body was preserved because of that.
Yeah, and there was some kind of water or something got in it, which was really interesting. And she's on display somewhere in China, I believe.
But yeah, I've seen pictures of that, and her skin looks kind of funky.
Yeah.
Like, but they said that it was caused by the air touching her body.
Oh.
So when they found her, she looked like the day that she was put in the coffins.
2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. It's incredible. Why do we do this? Why do we embalm? What ever brought that on? Trying to preserve.
Yeah, preserving. It started, real embalming started during the Civil War so that they could bring the bodies back.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, one of the number one things that they use to embalm is formaldehyde.
Mm-hmm.
And that is on the top 10 list of the most dangerous chemicals in the world.
Oh my gosh.
And we're putting thousands and thousands of gallons of this stuff in the ground in cemeteries.
Yeah, to seep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just don't get. Sometimes I just don't understand the whole concept of you have this stone vault.
Yeah.
Then you put a casket inside the stone vault. And you put the body in there and then you seal it for eternity.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, they're supposed to be sealed, but water does get in.
Yeah.
The bodies do decay. I mean,
yeah,
it's gross, but that's what happens. And new things now is more eco-friendly burials.
Mm-hmm.
I know Caitlin Doughty, her funeral parlor, they're big about natural decay. They bury the bodies in wicker coffins.
Okay. So no embalming, just...
Nope. Hmm. Natural.
But you'd have to do that pretty quickly, though.
Like, not really. I mean, not saying you can't keep the person on display for weeks, but a couple of days.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of gross. Let's be honest, it's gross. Yeah. But I mean, it's a
You know, falling back on the paranormal aspect of the show today is these people, through their souls, stay around their bodies because they were not properly buried and all that. We don't know.
You know. What is a proper burial, though?
Yeah.
You know, define that. Like
sky burial, where they just put you on top of a hill and let the birds peck at you.
No, thanks. I don't want that. Oh, what's that noise?
fighter jets are flying over.
The fighter jets are flying over as we're podcasting. It's kind of cool. No, you know, just they're strange things, how humans evolve into preserving their dead. I've seen videos where families, and I can't remember what country it's in.
Okay.
I think it's one of the Asian, like Philippines or, you know, one of those type of countries that they, maybe not, I don't know. Well, anyways, don't quote me on it, but they like dress the corpses and they keep them with them. And then they like redress them every year or something. And then.
Yeah. We just talked about that last week.
Yeah. Forget. But.
I noticed that our shows lately have kind of had a trend. They're like, they're trending to each other. I don't know why, but we didn't do this on purpose, folks.
They keep going back and back and back. But yeah, so I don't know, Joe. It just creeps me out. I just don't know if I could go into one of those churches with all the boats or the catacombs with all the bodies or, you know, where they just put the old monks' bodies up and they're still in their clothes from the 1500s.
Yeah, and it's.
They the energy.
You know, they're mummified standing there.
I know. I don't know. I guess if that's what you wanted, and oh, you would be okay with it on the afterlife, but still, it's odd. It's very bizarre.
Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps up our show for today, folks. We hope you enjoyed it. Hope we just made you think a little bit. That was our main goal for this week's show.
Everybody's been Googling this stuff all.
Look. Yeah, all right, you're dying over there.
Oh my gosh,
I'm dying here. Just like our show, it's dying.
I'm so dry, parched.
Anyhow,
anywhoozy.
One more thing is, if you guys need any clothes, purses, shoes, boots, scarves, do you have scarves?
I have scarves. I have hats. Yeah. I have dowsing rods.
Go up to Jen's Poshmark page. The link will be in the description below. Yeah. Just look down there. Look right down. Look.
Click
see.
On it.
Look
down
click
there. On it.
But we want to thank you for listening this week. In honor of the Punished Suicide, let's leave with some Sister Suicide from 60 Second Crush.
Suicide's never the answer. Get help. Call somebody.
All right.
Take
Thanks,
care,
everyone.
Everybody.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.